Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
A texter would like me to update the results of the blind food taste test challenge this morning, and I can do that. It was shocking to many of us that neither Ken's Steakhouse nor the Newbridge won the best house salad dressing blind food taste test challenge today. It was won by the Capitol Grill.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So, way to work.
I mean, they're great, but I didn't expect them to win this one.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I kudos to them out of nowhere. Yeah. A dark horse, if you will. Mm-hmm. So I believe it was Ken's. And who was second? Was it Il Camino that was second? I think
Il
it was.
Il Camino was second.
And Chateau was third.
Chateau was third.
And the Chateau, Waltham, Norwood, etc. That was they ended up in third. So victory well earned by the Capitol Grill. Today's weather brought to you by FindMassMoney.com. It's going to be cloudy. There's going to be rain around on and off today. The high is going to be 77. Right now, it is 70 here in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts. You may have money waiting to be claimed at FindMassMoney.com. Go to FindMassMoney.com and plug in your name and hometown and find out instantly if you're on the list. FindMassMoney.com, fast, easy, and free. I'm hearing this morning that there is a whoopie pie thief who has led to some, whose actions have led to some real problems in my adopted home continent of Maine.
Yes.
I would be, if I had been in Maine recently, I would probably be a prime suspect in this. But there were 120 whoopie pies that were stolen from a fair up in Maine.
Yes. Is it Skowhegan? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes.
Skowhegan. The Lions Club booth had a, the Lions Club had a booth at the fair. And over the weekend, they discovered that on early Sunday morning, the 120 whoopie pies were gone. They said that on Saturday, they held a fundraiser for 1,200 people. They left the booth spotless. They went back to check their inventory the next day to find 10 missing boxes of whoopie pies, as well as an entire refrigerator full of cookies. They said packages of plastic silverware were also thrown across the floor. They estimate the value of the items stolen to be around $1,000. Police would not comment on the incident except to say they're looking into it.
We have audio from a man from
John Uni
from the Lions Club. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We've lost somewhere probably between $1,000 and $1,200 or $1,300 worth of goods. I would like the judge to order them to do community service, say 100 hours with the Lions Club, so they see how hard we work just to make this. If we got some kids turned around and it worked, that would be great.
Just look for the individual with the whipped cream on their beard. Or on, you a fan of whoopie pies?
Red velvet whoopie pies.
Really?
Bring it on, baby.
Red velvet. What kind of filling do you like? Because now they're getting crazy with the fillings.
I know. Yeah.
Like, you can get the pumpkin spice filling if you want.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm traditional when it comes to the filling.
You
the
are?
Peanut butter filling's good with the chocolate.
Peanut butter's good, yeah.
That's not bad.
What is a whoopie pie?
It's like the official dessert of Maine, to be honest with you. I think that's where it was invented.
Yeah.
It's like a giant soft cake version of an Oreo. You know, so it's got like the two little chocolate cakes on either side, and it's got the cream filling in the middle.
Okay.
Yeah. They make a delicious one at the Ocean Park Sub and Grocery.
Oh, really?
Along with the cinnamon
homemade
buns.
Wow.
So, home.
Like
homemade.
A devil dog, LB. You ever have a devil dog?
Yeah.
But it's bigger, rounder, thicker.
Yeah, it's the scratch-made version. of the,
910.
910.
It's the scratch-made version of the devil dog. But the cake is, I mean, the cake, it's like a, you'd call that like the outer portion is a cake.
Cake.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's cake.
Most definitely.
Yeah. It's a moist cake.
And yeah. I think it's frosting, actually, not whipped cream. It's, right?
No.
It's
a, or fillings is it? Can vary.
Yeah.
Yeah, the filling can vary yeah. in the whoopie pie. Yeah.
Technically, yeah. though, not a pie.
No, it's not a pie.
Mm-hmm.
And not right. named, I mean, I assume it's named for the noise that one makes when one is eating it, right?
Oh,
or when one finds 120 of them missing, or they're able to steal 120 and they go whoopee.
They go whoopee. Right.
Whoopee. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see. Here's a text that says, I suspect that Yogi Bear did it. Oh. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Here's a 781 text that says, I smell a whoopee pie blind food taste test challenge going. What is the moon pie? Is that the same thing?
No.
Same black moon is it? No, it is the same thing. It's just regional. It's not.
No, moon pie is like a, it's like a kind of a waffle almost, but a harder cookie like waffle,
like a stroopwafel
that has marshmallow in the middle, and then they dip the whole thing in chocolate. So it's more cookie like.
Wow. Yeah,
the whole thing's dipped, and it's delicious.
You know, shoo shoo fly pie and apple pan downy. Makes my eyes light up and my stomach say howdy. I don't know if you know that or I don't know if you know that.
I'm not
or
quite
not.
Sure what you're speaking of.
I don't know.
Is that a Zach
Greg just
Brown
had a stroke. Can we get an EMT in here?
That's a Camp Thoreau song.
Oh, really?
When I used to be a counselor at Camp Thoreau. Karin Murato and I would teach that to the to the campers. It's a in the round song.
Yeah.
You go shoo shoo fly pie and apple pan down. It makes my eyes light up and my stomach say howdy. Shoo shoo fly pie.
Excuse me for one moment. Shoo, I just want to clarify. Are you talking about a half moon, like the black and white cookie?
No.
Different.
Moon pie.
Okay.
Yeah. You can get them in chocolate also and banana.
Ugh.
What about
it's marshmallow in the middle.
What about the scooter pie?
Oh,
no, remember those?
What is a scooter pie? I forget what those are.
Yeah.
Those are the they have the it's the chocolate covered. It's got the vanilla marshmallow with the cookies and the chocolate on the outside.
Hmm.
Sounds
same
like what you're describing.
Pie.
Yeah.
All right. Well, they're on the lookout for the legendary whoopie pie thief in Maine, and it is 9:12, and time for this.
And now, LB.
That guy in little gold.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
Obviously. It's brought to you by My Hair Doctors, Dr. Matthew Lopresti, Dr. Robert Leonard. If you're tired of having hair issues, men, women, call 1-800-GET-HAIR. Change your lettuce. Change your life. Big Poppy is back in Boston with the best medical community in the world, recovering at Mass General Hospital after that gunshot wound down in the Dominican Republic. Former catcher and teammate Jason Veritek, very emotional yesterday.
I didn't sleep very well last night. I don't think anybody did that knew. And we spent a lot of time trying to figure out what was going on. Still don't know that much, but besides what everybody's seen and heard. He's a dad. And, you know, heart goes out to Alex and D'Angelo and his wife and the rest of his family. I mean, it's very scary thing that you know, something like that can happen that easily.
The Red Sox had a moment of reflection before the Sox-Rangers tilt last night, and it didn't end well for the fellas on the diamond at Fenway Park.
2-0 pitch. And he swings and grounds one hard into right center, a base hit, and here comes Santana. Jackie's throw far too late. And up the line, it's an RBI single for Elvis Andrus, and it's 4-3 Texas.
Yeah, and that was the difference. Brock Holt tied it with the RBI single in the ninth, but the Rangers came around and got her done. Chris Sale, another great outing for the ace. 7 innings, 10 Ks. But the bullpen sucks. Sox Rangers, 2-4 tonight over on Yawkey Way. Oh, it's not Yawkey Way anymore, is it? Anyway, at Fenway, 7:10, first pitch. All the marbles are on the line for Lord Stanley's Cup over on Causeway Street tomorrow night. Game 7. And I never realized that, but Hillman, you brought that up in the first sports, that this is the first Game 7.
In Boston since the 80s.
Wow.
I believe the last one was the Celtics and the Lakers.
Wow.
In the 80s. So even with all of the success that we have had over the last 18 years, there has yet to be Game 7 on with home ice or home field advantage here in Titletown. So it's going to be electric over there,
Lindy. Oh, my
Lindy.
God. I can't believe it. It's going to be crazy.
Electric.
And my call is Berge and Company will bring home cup number 7. The tough stat about this is St. Louis is 9-3 in the playoffs on the road.
Well, and I'll tell you what. I don't know what it is, but the Bruins have not been playing well at home this playoff run. I don't know what it is. You're right about St. Louis. They're a pretty darn good team on the road,
yeah,
which makes me a little bit nervous. But I certainly think that if they can be physical and they can go after the puck and they can put the puck on the net, which they were doing the other night,
yeah,
as opposed to getting all fancy schmancy with it and trying to, you know, on an individual basis, skate it through, you know, 4 different St. Louis Blues guys. If they can be as physical as, those guys are going to be physical because that's so, and they're dirty. I mean, they're a dirty team, the Blues. They don't deserve to win the cup.
I care. They don't. You're so funny.
They're a dirty team.
Okay.
They're cheap shot artists.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, they're pounding the head of our beloved Bruins into the boards from behind, attempting to cause concussions and the like. And I want it stopped. So we have tickets to give away for tomorrow night. We'll give them away during the 7 o'clock hour on tomorrow's show.
Wow. You know, my thing is the Bruins, get it out, get it in, forecheck, and crash Binnington. Get on that guy. He's not good enough to win this series. I'm LB. That's an AF Sports Minute.
All right. Thank you, LB. There is a pizza delivery guy from England who is in the news today. And, of course, if I'm going to talk about England, I have to do this. A Domino's delivery man has become the laughingstock of London after someone ordered pizzas delivered to Buckingham Palace for Elizabeth.
That's great.
What kind of a dodo bird takes that order?
Oh, that's great.
And then follows through with it?
Not the beef eater.
You know
he
what
doesn't
I'm saying?
Move.
Amazing.
The police had to point out to the man that was a prank. I'm not sure that Queen Elizabeth enjoys Domino's. I don't know what she likes. Probably has one of her handmaids prepare some kind of a homemade pizza.
I'm guessing she's a double cheese mushroom kind of woman.
You think so?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
I thought you would guess that she was a sausage
kind
of woman, the Queen of England.
Right.
She's right in your general age grouping there.
That's right.
But the caller promised to pay in cash and placed the order through the store, which was in London, Victoria. And the pizza delivery guy rolled up to Her Majesty's residence on a motorbike with 4 large cheeseburger pizzas.
Ooh. Nice.
And attempted to get by palace security. Of course, the 93-year-old monarch was not planning the $58 pizza party. If she wanted pizza, she would have it made right there at Buckingham Palace.
Cheeseburger pizza, outstanding.
You like the cheeseburger pizza?
Cheeseburger pizza with the sweet pickles.
Some people, some places make the Big Mac pizza with like the actual Mac sauce on it.
I have a technical clarification question. Is that the defining element, like elements like pickles that make it a cheeseburger pizza? Because isn't cheeseburger pizza technically a little redundant? Wouldn't it technically be the same thing as a hamburger pizza?
Yeah.
But are there extra things on a cheeseburger pizza?
Yeah, that must be it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I guess. Because, first of all, you can have the meat lovers.
Right.
Which you're a meat lover. well documented from your time at Hofstra. But I think the cheeseburger probably has like lettuce.
Mm-hmm. I know some just have
drizzle.
The pickles.
Pickles?
The Big Mac one has the lettuce if you can find it.
Lettuce and the sauce and all the rest
of it. I'm a big fan of lettuce on pizza. Though.
There's nothing worse than warm lettuce.
Yeah.
Unless you grill it with a little Parmesan crust on the bottom. That's nice.
No, only
grilled
you like
Caesar.
That.
Yeah.
Eat it. Here's a bag full of them. Put them in your mouth.
All right.
Salad.
Here's a text that says you guys should do the ultimate stoner food bracket challenge. Oh, we should do that.
God, are you kidding me?
Chew, you can run point on that. That would be a pretty good bracket challenge.
Which microwave burrito am I going to eat now?
Do I eat the first one or the fourth one first?
Did I order a pizza? Why is the doorbell ringing?
That's not the doorbell.
Here's a text that says, Greg, you must know that Portland Pie in Maine has the most amazing cheeseburger pizza because it has the Thousand Island dressing, sesame seeds, pickles, onions, and lettuce.
Oh.
So
wow.
It's just like the Big Mac. When I was a child, one of the greatest accomplishments of my life was memorizing the Big Mac commercial song. The two all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, all on a sesame seed bun. I forgot the onions. Two all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, all on a sesame seed bun. Close it. But yeah, this person says that blueberry Eggos are the best stoner food.
Well,
Eggos are great. You know what the best thing about Eggos are is you can make sandwiches out of Eggos when you're baked.
Yep, yeah, in absolutely. A pinch. Yeah. When it comes to frozen food.
Yeah.
Eggos actually are pretty good.
Phenomenal.
They're pretty legit.
I like the little fake blueberry little things, how they make little pockets in the waffles.
Right, yeah.
Little piece of blueberry. Yeah. Just a little dot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the best way to eat Eggos, that's the best thing about the spray butter.
Oh, right.
Is that you can, because you get every little indention.
Sure.
All right, the news this hour is brought to you by
Solar Wolf Energy. The Wolf Pack is growing. Solar Wolf is looking for qualified solar installers, project managers, roofers, and licensed electricians to help with increased demand. Take advantage of great benefits like a full gym in their new headquarters in Douglas. Submit your resume online at solarwolfenergy.com/careers. Brought to you also by Midstate Auto Group. They thank their great customers every day. And if you're a listener and you head down to Midstate, let them know we sent you and get a shout out on the air. That's what makes Midstate the best, most fun place to buy a car.
Uno momento. I just want to get Kevin on. Kevin, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up?
I was just calling about the bandit captain.
Yes.
I know you think your bestie's going to be doing it.
Yeah.
Which might be right, but I say if you want to blow the roof off that place and get the crowd going, they should have Derek Sanderson come out, wave the flag a few times, and then pass it off to Orr and let him wave it a few times.
Well, they already used Bjor. I thought they went kind of premature with Bjor, but I later learned that it's because they had Belichick and Bestie lined up. So, I mean,
You have an inside source, right?
Yes. I mean, yes. Is it possible that my source is incorrect? Yes. Are my sources often incorrect? No. I mean, did I not tell you 48 hours before Belichick was going to do it that Belichick was going to do it? Did I not tell you that?
Yes, you did.
Was my source not correct about that? So my source says that tomorrow night it is Bestie. I'm guessing Bestie is going to be in a number 34 David Ortiz jersey, guaranteed. And he'll probably have some kind of an interesting hat, some kind of a fashion-forward hat, or perhaps some kind of a fur jacket around the David Ortiz jersey. But you know, I mean, Bestie dresses like $1 million. I mean, it's a fact. So,
Hill man,
good luck.
Good to see you, buddy.
And we'll see you too, Bestie. See you tomorrow night, Bestie.
Danielle? What do they call the mink shawl things, the scarves, the minks, those scarf things?
A mink stole.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That'd be incredible.
It could be a mink stole.
Was he Mrs. Howell?
It could be a mink stole for Bestie. I probably have all six rings on too.
Yes.
I mean,
he's gonna have to do that.
I would.
Come on.
I would if I were him. All right. Well, what do you want to talk about news-wise?
Burger King has apologized after a video surfaced showing one of their employees in the Jacksonville, Florida area using a mop to clean the tops of the tables in the restaurant.
Yeah, I saw this. This is not good press.
No, it's not. Customers, of course, were shocked that the worker was putting all sorts of bacteria and floor germs on the surface where people eat. Burger King has issued an apology, and workers there are being retrained. We do not, unfortunately, know the fate of said employee, but I would assume that they're probably getting fired for that.
I would assume so, yes. Yeah.
Some airplane passengers in Manchester, England had to find new flights after some dope mistook the emergency exit door for the bathroom door.
Oh. Who doesn't know what the emergency exit door is?
And it's not like you can just pull it open easily.
No, it takes some effort.
Right.
A person really had to go. Right. What an idiot.
They say 40 passengers were on board a Pakistan International Airlines flight from Manchester to Islamabad late last week because the passenger opened the door. The exit slide deployed automatically.
Oh, geez.
They said that everyone on the plane was safe, but the passengers were delayed up to 7 hours.
First time flying, I would assume.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah. First time on a plane.
Yes, sounds like it.
Was it not clearly marked? With a missing seat and everything.
They weren't in the air, though.
No. But still, you can't. Still, I mean, you can't. That's... It's not like you can just pack the plane up and go. The slide deployed.
No, I gotcha. Yeah.
So that was a hot mess. And not surprisingly, because it seems to be the trend lately, there's a little bit more Florida news happening today.
And now.
It's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of Florida.
Florida? But that's America's wing.
Not like the rest of us.
We love you, Florida.
I mean, I don't want to trigger you after your pontoon boat incident on Lake Winnipesaukee.
It was a mishap.
Uh-huh.
It was a boating mishap.
A boating mishap.
Due to a rogue wave. Uh-huh. Why is this the story about the out-of-control pontoon boat in Florida?
The charter boat, the illegal charter. It's called CU Twerk. SEA.
Oh,
you twerk. Get it?
Oh, that's the name. Clever. That's the name of the boat.
That's the name of the boat.
CU Twerk.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Now, CU Twerk is a chartered party boat, kind of like the Frederick Nolan III and some other fun ones here, right in Boston. But the charter has been shut down by the Coast Guard because evidently they don't have the proper permits and whatnot, and people are complaining that they're always seeing scantily clad women in bathing suits dancing on board the charter.
Well, what else would they be doing? I mean, what else is a charter for? You don't want to go fishing.
I mean, what else do you wear on a boat? A bathing suit.
Correction, Greg. You say you're going fishing.
Yes. Yes.
So,
well, if you're Peter Blute, you do. Yes.
Oh, yes. Oh,
yes.
Oh,
yes.
Very good.
The Coast Guard has cracked down on this. They actually sent undercover investigators posing as partygoers on the charter, and then they had some documents saying that the owner of the boat told the people that were there to say they were friends of his if the Coast Guard boarded, not paying passengers because he didn't have a permit to charge for it. This is Rear Admiral Peter Brown.
This illegal charter issue that we have going on here in South Florida, where unsafe, unlicensed captains are taking out boats for hire and putting passengers' lives in danger. We found that in addition to the illegal charter operation, often there are some other crimes that are going on. We've seen a couple of cases where there have been prostitution, drug use, things like that.
I was the victim of an unsafe, illegal captain on Saturday on Lake Winnipesaukee.
Did he have a permit?
I want some kind of a maritime inquisition into that captain who drove us straight into a rogue wave on Saturday.
I want him in the brig.
Captain Queeg. Who's the captain with the strawberries?
Captain Bly?
Was it Captain Bly? Yeah. What's that? Mutiny on the... that's not Mutiny on the Bounty.
It's a Mutiny on the Echo Store.
No, it's Mutiny on the Echo Store. No, what film is that with the strawberries?
I think Captain Bly is Mutiny on the Bounty.
Yeah.
Well,
yes.
Isn't
yes.
that it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's where he was pissed that they stole his strawberries.
Oh, yeah.
The Cane Mutiny.
That's it. Cane yes, that's mutiny. Exactly what it was.
Yes.
That's a good movie. That's... the freak is his name, that actor.
The old one, the black and white one?
Yeah.
Richard Lawton?
No. It's
that played Captain Bly?
Isn't it Humphrey Bogart? No, it's not. It's Humphrey Bogart in the
Cane Mutiny. Oh, you're talking about the World War
yes.
II?
Yes.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
okay.
Humphrey Bogart.
Mutiny is Humphrey Bogart.
Okay.
He's like, the strawberries. They stole my strawberries.
What's the crazy old ship movie?
God.
Das Boot?
What do you mean, oh, God?
Titanic?
What are you, a Victorian over there? No, the movie about the boat.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
The cannibalism that went on.
Roots.
No. It's a legit movie from way back in the day that they sailed around Cape Horn and they misconstrued their directions. And they basically can't.
In the heart of the sea.
Yeah, guys were dying on the boat, and they had no food, so they ate the guys as they died.
In the
heart of the sea. I mean, that was out in 2015, so it's not an old one, but it was based on an old nonfiction book.
Huh. Yeah.
I'm such an idiot.
I don't know. You might have been thinking about... Are you thinking about the whaling, when they went on the whaling trips, LB? Is that what you're thinking of?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You're thinking of Rime of the Mariner.
Maybe that's what he's thinking of.
There's an albatross around your neck.
You think it's
symbolic.
You thinking of Gilligan's Island, LB? Or what was
they ate the skipper?
Can we get out of here? I gotta go watch Gilligan's Island. It's on at 3 o'clock.
Are you thinking about the Love Boat?
Oh, they ate Isaac.
Love Boat.
Are you thinking about Peter Pan? By the way, I believe it was strawberry ice cream. By the way, the person says, excellent impression. Yeah, strawberry. It was the strawberry ice cream. And he had the, during the trial, do they call it a trial or is it called an inquisition? It's called something different when they're doing a maritime trial. But he had like these steel balls that he was like rubbing
yes,
together.
Yes, okay, I remember that.
Remember that?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a great movie, Caine Mutiny.
And it was strawberries, not ice cream.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh, so I was right about that.
Yes, you were.
All right.
There was a gallon of strawberries missing.
It was the Rogue Wave.
I hit my knee.
I injured my knee. A captain drove us straight into a Rogue Wave, and he did it on purpose. It was a mutiny.
I'm going to own this boat.
Oh, maybe that's what happened. Dooley thought I was partaking in a mutiny, and he had his captain drive me right into a Rogue Wave.
Nice.
Pontoon boat mutiny.
I still can't walk. I'm limping around the place. It's the injury.
You jumped up quick enough when that dressing was coming in.
Well,
I feel like, to be honest with you, the boat might not be enough. I might need the whole company of
the
Echo Store.
You're gonna take the jet?
Yeah, I might take everything. Might take everything from John Dooley and Scott Trink. Everything.
Did Captain Trink order the code red?
Yeah, there was a code red.
I ordered the code red.
Release the ballast.
That's me. The ballast. I'm the ballast. All right. We will be right back.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Here's a text with a new game idea for the show. Maybe we can use this for the Bruins tickets tomorrow based on our discussion about the Caine Mutiny film.
Oh, no.
And the game idea is guess what movie LB is trying to describe.
Oh.
That could be
excellent,
a good,
excellent
that could be,
idea.
That could be
excellent.
A, that's that a could good be a one. Good
a That's going to be
game.
Tough, though. Do we want to make it that hard?
Well, thank God for movie makers and movie writers. Otherwise, I would have no knowledge of anything on this planet.
Mm.
Here's a text that says, Gerg, are you sure the Rogue Wave wasn't an attempted hit on your life? And I never thought about that.
Well, I mean,
but maybe
I can't imagine that would.
Maybe the the Echo Store management was involved.
No.
All right, it is 9:41, and the 2019 Miss Bikini pageant is coming up on June 21st at the grand estate of our benefactor on this show, Ernie Bach Jr., our annual trip over to Norwood. You can join all of us for Ernie Bach's summer kickoff pool party with food and music and a live broadcast. And if you are the seventh caller right now, I'm going to give you a pair of passes. So call 617-764-9223. That's 617-764-9223. And you can join us coming up on June 21st. And if you would like to be Miss Bikini, then submit your name and your information at waaf.com. That's WAAF.com. And you could be in, and maybe you could be crowned Miss Bikini and win $1,500 cash.
Ooh.
Apparently, I have to, because the listeners come in and out with frequency, and I understand that. I mean, people's morning routines are pretty much set in stone, so you may have your 15 or 18 or 22 minutes here and there, but the 774 texter wants to know exactly what happened with Echo Store and the boat. I've explained it.
There was a tsunami.
There was a...
Right? That tornado touched down about a quarter of a mile away on the side of the lake.
I made the mistake of trusting our longtime partners on this show, President and CEO of Echo Store Technologies, John Dooley and Scott Trink, on their new pontoon boat on Saturday on Lake Winnipesaukee. I was seated near the front when the hack of a captain directed the ship right into a rogue wave, at which point the gate on the front of the boat was projected at a high rate of velocity into my leg. Thankfully, it wasn't the leg that was broken when I attempted to vault over a puppy gate 4 or 5 years ago, but it was my other leg, and unfortunately, I am suffering from severe, not only leg injuries, but a bit of a kind of a PTSD kind of scenario, which I'm not sure. I think it'll take me probably several years to recover from that, so I am seeking some kind of compensation from the fine people at Echo Store. I hope this doesn't affect our business relationship.
It's just business. It's not personal.
We appreciate their partnership here, and I hope it has nothing to do with radio, but I am seeking legal counsel on that.
Can I just make a request for the future? Anytime you tell this story again, I'd like you to please use the masshole cop press conference voice. For instance, there were three parties in the watercraft traveling at a high rate of speed in the Lake Winnipesaukee area. The victim did report after that the gate came swinging into his leg, and he did wind up with a laceration.
Let's see. Here's a text asking whether it was a very strong ocean rotary that activated rogue wave. Yeah, it probably was. No, it was in the area up there. I think they call it the Broads.
You can't say that anymore, Greg.
Well, you can.
Sure you can. I'm abroad, and I'll tell you can say it.
And that's where, I mean, I was minding my own business, sunning myself.
Yeah.
Nude.
Saw your lies, and I'm
sure Dooley was pumped about that.
Right?
Dooley and Trink were jacked. You're naked with your hog hanging out.
I want the boat scrubbed, sanitized.
Here's a text that says, I'm sure the 17 Tito's and soda had nothing to do with the leg injury. It did not.
Yeah, did the gate slam into you, or did you slam into the gate?
I did not. Not at all. I would own, if it involved excessive alcohol use, I would own up to it. But it has, the only thing it involves is a unsafe captain.
Oh, boy.
Who was hired by the Echo Store people. Mm-hmm.
You know what you should do to help your cause is get a neck brace.
That always works. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a go-to. Yes,
if someone throws a briefcase in the courtroom, don't look.
That's awesome.
Mr. Brady. No, I won't. This is an outrageous statement here from a 781 texter. A pontoon is not really a boat.
No, it's a floating
vessel.
Yeah. It's a barge.
Yeah, it's
that's
not
a ridiculous
boat.
Statement.
It's
party.
Well, no, it's called the party boat.
Yeah, it's like a raft that moves.
No, it's called the party boat. A pontoon
it's a free-floating dock.
I feel like a pontoon boat is not a boat in the way that a hamburger is not a sandwich.
What?
They share characteristics, but it's technically in a different category.
It has an outboard motor on it.
So that makes it a boat. The thing has big-ass motors.
Yeah.
The thing is, it's a boat, LB. I think you're absolutely right. I mean, just because it's not like a cigarette boat doesn't mean a pontoon is it might be a party boat, but most boats are party boats.
Isn't a yacht a party boat?
Let's be honest.
Of course. It's a one percenter party boat.
Right. Now, for me, it was, unfortunately, it was an injury boat.
Oh.
That's my problem.
You pussy.
Nope. I have a severe leg injury that was a result of of poor salesmanship or whatever.
If Dooley and Trink were at the back on the throttle and you walked up to the front and they're like, okay, hit the gas.
No, if it floats, it's a boat.
What do they say? Some other things that float. Well, they're not boats.
What do they say? If it floats, flies, or Fs, rent it.
Oh.
don't buy it if it floats, flies, or Fs.
That's a dad joke when your son is graduating college.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of that, B. Hill wanted me to say hello to him. He's listening to the show this morning. He's working early for his job.
Well, what's he doing again?
Right now he's in Medway delivering pipe and fire hydrants.
Oh.
Oof.
He can work a fire hydrant.
That is his summer job. The man works his butt off and then he goes and lifts at Bentley every night. I think they're allowed to do that.
Yeah, right? Sure.
Lifting fire hydrants isn't enough.
Lifting fire hydrants is pretty good too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you know what Brees said to Greg when it came to talking about fire hydrants?
What?
I learned it by watching you, Dad. The old drug commercial, and then your honorary, your turnout gear behind you, your honorary member of the PFFM.
It's okay, I just didn't get it.
We get the drum roll for that.
It's all right.
Runs in the family. Most firefighters, it's a family thing.
I give you credit for actually knowing something about a fire hydrant, never mind.
Hello, Richie.
Yes.
Yes.
I would just like to, it's a floating patio.
Yes, it is. It's a great example.
Yep.
Floating patio.
Yeah, but when you add a motor to it,
yeah,
it's not a patio.
A floating
patio would be something that you would walk off your dock, and then at the end of your dock, you put a 20x20 space with indoor-outdoor carpet and a barbecue, and that would be a floating patio.
Hello, Mark.
Good morning, Gregory.
What's happening, Mark?
You know what you need to do? You need to wear the neck brace around, parade around, and pretend like you're Ted Kennedy after Chappaquiddick.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
yeah, shoes, genius.
That neck footage, brace. That footage of him at the press conference with the neck brace is the most egregious news footage from the history of news footage. Era. I mean, he's got the neck brace on. He's trying to pretend that he can't turn around and look at the reporters.
His jowls are all pushed up.
I banged my head and forgot that there was somebody in the vehicle who I could have rescued, but I did not. Abra. All right. This person says you're out of Manton if you own a pontoon boat.
That's not true.
I'm sorry. I'm not even gonna entertain that argument. If you have a motor on some kind of a thing that floats, it is a boat. I get it. You hardos, you all have, you got a Chris Craft. By the way, when you go to Wolfboro,
yeah,
I will say this: we pulled into Wolfboro to grab a spot of lunch. For me, a Caesar salad with grilled chicken. But all of the boats there, they have all those beautiful old Chris Craft wooden boats, the one on Golden Pond.
Yeah.
Those boats are beautiful.
Yeah.
Annie's dad has one.
Those antique boats are they are just beautiful. Let's see. Here's a text that says, at the boat dealership, it says, come pick out your new pontoon boat. It doesn't say, come pick up your new floating patio.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you.
I don't know about this. 781 texter says, only a rookie seaman sits in the bow area. Well, that's where the seats are. I mean, that's how the pontoon boat is. Right. They have the row of seats in the front. Then they have a little sunning patio seat thing in the back.
Yeah.
Where you could go to sun yourself, should you want to do that.
That's where the basic pitches go to take the IG selfies.
Oh, is that where they guys are?
Because you get the good, the view behind you.
Yeah, right.
Guys, we're on Winnie. We're on Lake Winnie.
What are you doing today?
And then we're going to head home and go to Lake Lenapisaki and go to the Four Winds and get a coconut margarita. Great time of year for Four Winds, by the way. Shout out to my people.
Well, there's a lot of great places. They have a floating barge bar up there.
Yeah.
In the Weirs.
The Weirs.
At the Weirs. And then I won't be able to remember the name of the restaurant in Wolfboro, but I think it was called Graham's or something like that. It was an excellent restaurant. Mm. I like dining, but do you like dining by the sea or dining by the ocean when you're outside?
Mm-hmm.
Really, I think it's because we live in an area where you can only do that for like 1 month a year.
Mm-hmm.
Because of weather or permitting by the city of Boston?
Both. So, I mean, I hope. Is it patio season? Should the Bruins win? I mean, is it okay, Mr. Mayor, if people are celebrating on a patio at a parade or anything? Or is it not patio
after 10 p.m.
season? Not patio season.
Get out of here.
All right. Well, it's 9:54, and a texter says that the definition of a boat is a vessel that is propelled by oars, sails, or engine.
Thank you.
So it sounds to me like a pontoon boat is indeed a boat. Mm. Correction, you're out of Mantown if you get injured on a pontoon boat.
Having one is great.
I can wrap my head around that. I mean, if you're hammered, that's one thing. If you're sober, shame on you.
No. Yeah. I mean, I was trying to do a little sightseeing. I was invited out for an innocent sightseeing tour.
You're officially old?
I can't wait till next fall. I was invited out to do some sightseeing, and all of a sudden, there I am. I was the only person injured. I'm sprawled across the deck, bleeding.
Must have been a sight.
Bleeding. I needed bandages. They didn't have a first aid kit on the thing. I mean,
Do we get the hazmat people in there yet?
Yeah. Hello, Damien.
Hey, Greg. How you doing?
What's up, Damien?
Yeah, I was just listening to your boat mishap.
Yeah.
You say it was a rogue wave that took you out?
It was a rogue wave, yes.
Oh, all right. Well, majority of the time when that happens, the front of the boat was weighed down a good bit.
Well, that was discussed yesterday. Hello, Joe.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up?
Morning.
What's up?
Okay.
Hello?
Talk to us, Joe.
Joe?
Cap says.
We're running out of time,
Joe.
Jesus.
This is Brian. What's up, Brian?
Hey, good morning. How's everybody?
How you doing?
Quick comment. I used to think that way about pontoon boats, too. I always liked fast boats and loud. But until you rented one, they're fantastic. There's tons of room for coolers, for grills, for the tubes, everything. You got to try it before you knock it.
Yes.
They're great boats.
That's awesome.
Yeah. No, I'm telling
you. Know, three families with all their kids get together. Right. You go out, you barbecue. Yeah.
Can you water ski off a pontoon boat?
Yes, you can.
Can you?
Not me personally, but some thinner people.
Some thinner.
Yeah, of course you can. let's see. Here's a text.
I can put the slalom ski on. I just can't slalom ski.
Here's a text asking if I saw Darlene Snell burning any of those boats, and I did not. When is the new season of Ozark coming on? We probably have to wait another 6 months or something. Yeah. I bet it'll probably be around December time. Did you take my advice and watch episode one of City on a Hill on Showtime?
I have not yet.
Do it.
I'm too embroiled in Black Mirror and Good Omen right now, so...
I also watched the first episode of Big Little Lies season 2, which Meryl Streep is excellent as the mother of the individual who lost their life in season number 1. So I recommend it.
Yeah, I do that.
And Reese Witherspoon is just
She's phenomenal. She's an incredible actress. And, that show is just
it's phenomenal. The cast,
you know, it's like a bunch
crazy.
Of guys. Hardos would want to say, you know, you're out of Mantown.
No.
But that show is insanely, unbelievably written. It's incredible.
It's great.
Ozark season 3 reportedly got underway as far as production goes last month. So
First
season debuted in June. Second season debuted in August. So I would think we're probably looking at minimum of early to mid-fall release.
Let's see. This texter says... that the pontoon is the flotation device on which the pontoon boat floats. So, of course, it is a boat. Although this person is calling it the parlor of the pond, the pontoon boat.
That's pretty good.
I mean, listen, I get it. Some people like to be like in the stand-up only cigarette boat. To me, that's terrifying. I went one time with this guy who I knew who had one of those... like $300,000 cigarette boats.
Sure.
And you're not helping your one percenter cause right now.
Well, he was a friend of mine. It wasn't me. But he says, let's go over to the vineyard from Falmouth.
Sure.
And so You can only stand up in this thing. Ugh. You can't even sit down in it.
No.
That's how fast it is. No. And the thing is going up out of the water. Mm. The engine stops. Then it lands back down in the water. I was crouched down below the level of eye level in the fetal position because the thing terrifies me. Yeah. That's why I'd rather be on a pontoon boat doing 5 knots or whatever it is until right. you hit a rogue wave.
And yet you still got hurt.
Yes. Still, well, hurt is an understatement. Almost lost my life. Hello, Daniel.
Yes. Hi. How are you?
What's up? What's up, Daniel?
Hey, I have a scare reference about the boat.
Yes.
Danielle's going to get this reference. When you're on a boat, you need your flippy floppies.
You need your flippy floppies. Do you get that reference, Danielle?
I do, but I can't remember what it's from.
Okay. A texter says the pontoon boat is the lazy boy of the lake.
Yeah, but that's what it's supposed to be about, man.
Right, right.
You're not in a hurry to get anywhere.
No, you're just there to be there.
You know, you got one guy that's sober driving the pontooner, and then you and everybody else are getting bundled eating yeah. hot dogs and hamburgers.
I mean, what is the ruling on that? Are you allowed to have a beverage and a solo cup on a boat if you're not driving? What's the official nautical ruling on that?
I don't know.
I think if it's in a cup, they don't have an issue with it. Hmm. I mean, if you're drinking Fireball right from the bottle or something, they probably tend to
they might
to pull
be a
the
little
boat
suspicious.
Over. And like, what if your boat gets pulled over? Are you supposed to drive to like the side of the lake or like how does
you wait? You got to throw the anchor over.
Yeah, you just stop where you are.
Why? Well, I think
and then they go permission to board.
That's right.
The Coast Guard.
Right. They lower the plank.
The one misconception or the one thing that people blow off is that when you're on a boat, you're supposed to have a life jacket on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
No one ever does except the kids.
No, it can't just, you're supposed to have it on.
Right.
Right.
It can't just be on the boat.
Right.
How are you going to take pictures with life jackets on?
Oh, can you imagine the Instagram influencers, that other chick, if she had to be on a boat in Ibiza with a life jacket on, ruining her bikini?
$1 million idea. Can't believe no one's come up with it yet.
What?
A designer line of life jackets in line with the Instagram aesthetic.
Oh no, what about
slimming?
What about a bikini? Thanks. What about a bikini top that also served as a flotation device? That would be a billion-dollar industry.
Don't they have those already? They're just called padded tops.
No, they're called fake boobs.
Oh, okay.
Inception but, with breasts.
Yeah.
No, I mean flotation devices.
Yeah. Let's see. This is. By the way, I want it made clear that it's 10 o'clock and I'm still on the air. Hello, Brian.
Yeah, how's it going?
What's up, Brian?
I got a 25-foot pontoon boat with a 250-horse outboard. I can pull 5 skiers out of the water at one time.
Yeah, see?
That's awesome.
It's a boat. It's a boat. It's absolutely a boat, and I was injured on it. Nearly lost my life.
And just for the record, yes. For that caller, that seems safe.
What, pulling 5 skiers?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, you have 13 people on your pontoon boat pulling 5 skiers at 38 miles an hour.
No, nothing wrong with that. You know what they say, it's easy to grin.
Yep, when your ship comes
in.
And you've got the stock market beat.
All right, well, we got to get out of here. Thank you for listening. Congratulations to the surprise, shocking winner of today's blind food taste test challenge on the best house salad dressing, the Capital Grill.
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm.
I never, no disrespect. I love their salad. They have a great field green salad over there. It's delicious. But I never in my wildest dreams thought that they would beat Ken's, beat mm-hmm. the Newbridge.
I know. Yeah.
Beat Il Camino.
Right. La Cantina.
La Cantina. They beat Monty's and Lynn. I mean, amazing. So
I drank the rest of it.
Congratulations to the entire crew over there at the Capitol Grill for winning. Tomorrow morning, we're giving away tickets for the final game of the Stanley Cup Final, Game 7. It's tomorrow night, and you could be there. Make sure you're listening during the 7 o'clock hour tomorrow to this show. If you missed anything this morning, you can hear it as a part of the full show podcast, which you can download anytime at WAAF.com or via the radio.com app, which you should download anyway, so you can take us wherever you go and listen to this show wherever you are in the United States of America via the radio.com app. Up next, it's the WAAF Workday Blitz. Thank you for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.